Blog Talk Radio.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh? I'm from the city where they coin a tire pit. Never fuck with they dirty ass ever since I was a kid. Seen him in my community searching, looking for truancy, probing and asking questions. Just so we can be mutiny. Excuse me, but I'm under arrest of being detained. What did I catch? You don't need to know my motherfucking name. You bet I plead the fifth to you, I don't even exist. And it might not be your best choice to put your hand on my wrist. Cause in my neck of the woods is already understood. And don't nobody want your dirty ass patrol around the hood. You can bet your bottom dollar was not your ass or by the collar. Let these motherfucking choppers stop your ass for something proper. While you deep in the code except we dwell in the months of drama. It's just floating around the hood this man over a helicopter. We fed up and feeling violent like how it's supposed. Ignited with the power to do away with all the sick and the righteous. Let's go. Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh?
We fuck the peers and everybody fuck with them. If you're scared of the peers, then you ain't a real hitter. I'm a field nigga. Are you a house nigga? The type to let the peck of wood rape your spouse nigga? That's out nigga. Cause everywhere I go, everybody knows fuck the po-po. Fuck 5-0, these pigs could die slow. Let's grab the rifle and get ready for woe. We got tires on fire in the middle of the street. Booby traps and buffers, our jungle is concrete. We mob beats like the niggas in Queens. If you tired of police, you need to get with the team. B-R-L-P, known to bang on the beats. They say we extreme, cause we move like a machine. But we never mechanical, we supernatural, magical, galactical panthers getting active.
Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B-R-L-P, huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how it be, huh? We yelling fuck P.I.G.s, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with B.R.L.P., huh?
Was a grip, we would all be rich. But that if, more like a fifth. Rabbi Drew, two fanny loose, go out in the blaze. Then get bland up, hands up, hashtag by my name. I bet some don't even sense a threat. Just flames slap on the wrist, pat on the back, and got assistance in brother's lane. Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. Still being civil, still holding candlelight vigils. Popo popping pistols, crack of restraint. Not even inches, that ain't double standards. That ain't privilege though. They don't sympathize, it is what it is though. Statistics is wicked, I'm convinced. They train to kill the black and the innocent. You can't tell me different. Blue wall of violence, been here, check the data home. Same amount of bodies, way before them camera phones. Law enforcement job is carry on draconian. Imperatives regardless of personal motives. They say the KKK infiltrated the force. Stand across some Negro right now, calling them folks. Damn. Police don't need need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. Body bags, 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 body bags.
Rest in power, Seville Smith. City caught fire, your star still lit. Fresh off papers, I'm in the field dip. With the steel grip, black unity is real strength. I cook a pig, but I don't eat the pork. Freedom or death, I'm like either or. Are we following the lead and more? Don't put a million prayers, put them underneath the floor. Who wanna be the king? Which one? Maul in the Rodney. I be midnight riding, me and Doc Marty. Bomani, true and Harry and Shotty. Hell aiming for heads while staying green, prepare for the bodies.
Body bags.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Y'all ready for this? It's race war, the final solution. This ain't what's the problem. This ain't what's been going on for the last 6,000 years. This ain't can we find some justice. This ain't how we can come to the middle and make some kind of agreement on something. It's race war.
Both hands shackled, thinking to myself, this cracker slow down and dirty. The pig try to snuff me, but he ain't on my repertoire. The guard never rushed me, kicked him right in his face and made him uncuff me. Believe that, trust me. As sure as an A-Rab arm pitches must be, my bars is disgusting. Stay at the gym cause the club is lame. I'm training to beat crackers like Hubba Lang. My gun to bang, mental slave, better tuck your chain. Cause the truth in the service scaffold, they cut the same. United front is the fam and the Sapo was the clan. I'm the guard and I hit hard as 100 hands. Tell the cracker where you stand. And if the gun is jammed, I'ma have to pull the blade and stab him hard as I can. But money's on the roll like preparing to split. But I'm all about building like Harry Mabiff. I be standing on my sway with the fist, while you got a limp wrist, standing there like a bitch. Please pardon my French. When we hug these mics, we get busy. I'm Bomani the guard, that's G-O-G. How I smash a cracker, so simple. With a bat, sword, and my pistol. Leave dead bodies, bodies, dead bodies. Ain't no forgiveness, no sorry. That's word, race war, you heard? Understand what I'm saying? This one's for Garveyites who put some bodies on it. This one's for NOI who put some bodies on it. This is for the Black Panthers with some bodies on it. Blasting like John Jackson with your shotty on them. Resurrection, the Mark Essex, the ARS, the preference, or the 357 Smith and Wesson putting pressure. This is for my ancestors. I break middle fingers, save your hand gestures. You're going to need protection. I'm 360 and your cipher's incomplete. And all out race wars is fighting in the street. I'm beating on crackers like Tyson in the street. Put a bullet in your dome, I'm a sniper with the heat. A dude in a skirt riding Piper in the street. Talking about black power in the cipher with my feet. I drop hard bars, but you dropping there is weak. Spitting lightning when I'm writing, it's like a Viking in the sleep. Up you mighty race, you can't accomplish what you will. It's a blessing from God when the cracker gets killed. It's freedom or die for our freedom. Black man, we gon' ride. You want it so bad, we might cry.
For every blow depends on breath control. So it's the first thing you must learn. Fortunately, it's easy. You'll soon learn.
I care not what your opinion is. I don't want to hear your opinion. You even choose to walk this war and declare that you're with me in your own way. Well, I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Because we done tried your way for 6,000 years. Nice, warm, committed African people. And it has not worked. So now, you don't drag my way.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the host and founder, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, Minister Ken Samir Shabazz. That phone number to call in, family, with your questions or with your comments. 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. 855 and press 1 with your questions or your comments. Mr. King Samir will be along with us shortly. So he asked me to begin the class, and the topic for tonight is the breaking of the Black family, the psychological operation of breaking the Black family. So I'm going to give some precursory statements, and when, you know, Minister King Samir gets here, he will, you know, give the body and, you know, in that attempt to add on. So if you have any questions or any comments, again, that phone number is 929-477-1755. And just a couple of admin notes of Black What You Hear on this Black Survivor Die series. You can subscribe to this particular platform, Do Knowledge Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Do Knowledge Radio. That's DOTHAKNOWLEDGERADIO. You can follow the show on Twitter, at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter, and also on Instagram, at KnowledgeBorn357 on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel, Do Knowledge Radio, on YouTube. So you can subscribe to the show there as well. And if you are looking to make a monetary donation, we have the PayPal, that's studentknowledgeradio19@gmail.com for PayPal, and also I think that's it. So, you know, and also, if you're looking to be a guest on the platform, you can email us at dukeknowledgeradio@gmail.com. And I think I got Cash App or something. I don't know what all this stuff is. Too much stuff to damn keep up with, you know. But anyway, I'll put that out. So, we begin giving honor and glory to our beloved ancestors, those warrior heroes and sheroes who have sojourned on this path before us. We give honor and thanks to them and their influence, and ask that they join us in our laudable discussion today, because through their example of insurrection, we can begin to see what our enemies plot and how they began to, you know, systematically displace us in a way where the breakdown of the Black family can begin. So, I know I deal with everything mathematically. Today is, you know, the 19th, so we're dealing with Knowledge Born. So, you know, I'm your brother, Knowledge Born, and our strive is to make Knowledge Born no limited time. When you add that knowledge, you go from knowledge to born. You begin a systematic process of going through all of the particular levels in which you verify information, and you arrive at born. And born is to bring things into existence, either physically or mentally. And knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. You know, these things are symbolic to, you know, a building foundation of it, and how we begin to see things erected, you see? So within the case of our enemies, with the system of racism, white supremacy, they come from a family dynamic. So we may have people who attempt to, you know, run around and say, hey, you know, it's the system, it's not people, and things like that. Family institute systems. Families institute policy and procedure. And with the people, these race of devils, these grafted beings here on the planet, they have a level or edge on which they capitalize on, which is supreme, hence the term white supremacy. So, you know, we got a lot of folks that are scurrying around talking about that ain't nothing supreme about them. We know that shit. Ain't nothing supreme about them. But we have to understand the particular edge that they have on the planet, and that that edge on the planet that they have is supreme. So, you can hear terms by intellectuals calling it degeneracy and calling it fragility and, white guilt and all this other foolishness. You see what I'm saying? But our ancestors made it very, very plain to us to recognize the patterns and behaviors of these processes, and they taught us how to recognize deception. So when we're dealing with the formulation of white dominance, on the opposite end of the spectrum is black civilization destruction and the destruction of black civilization. So in order for whites to remain dominant or to have that supreme edge, it has to be at the behest and the devastation and the destruction of black civilization. So what is, black civilization? Black civilization begins with families. It begins and it ends with families. And in the middle and in between time, it begins with families. So if you have strong black families, if you have unified, cohesive black families, if you have black families that stand firm and toe the line against invasion, then there can be no infiltration into black families. So because an interruption of black civilization has taken place and a displacement of black civilization has been taking place, and the rob, rape, and murder and capitalization of the black family has taken place, a order has to be reinstituted and brought into position. So now, on both ends of the spectrum, on the destruction and the reformation of the black civilization or the black family, the root of it is psychological. So now, the definition, or as it's reported to speak to, psychological, is of or arising in the mind, related to the mental and emotional state of a person. Some of the synonyms: mental, emotional, intellectual, inner, non-physical. So we're looking at this adjective, psychological. And we're seeing the variance in degrees on how it manifests. So we're looking at affecting what? Affecting your mental, emotional, intellectual, inner, non-physical. And all of these things are non-physical, but it's also affecting your health and your well-being, your psyche. All of these are contributing factors. So if these are good things, it's affecting you on these levels, physical and non-physical alike, and akin in the manner in which it would be beneficial to you. Now, so on the opposite end of the spectrum, these things are being sent to you or affecting you on ways that are both physical and non-physical that are to your detriment. So now we're looking at this psychological hole that creates interdependency, that erodes self-reliance, that breeds a spirit of fear instead of a spirit of fearlessness. These are all characteristics and traits that come from a family that is sound, that carries with it a mentality and a lifestyle that is life-affirming. But if you find yourself in a position where these things are contrary to life, you find yourself an enemy to a natural order, you find yourself outside of self. So when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us about a grafting process from the dominant germ, the black germ, and inside of the black germ, there was a black germ and a brown germ. It's talking about a weaker manifestation of itself. What is he talking about? Is he talking about a genetic lineage? In essence, yes, but also from a psychological manifestation of a grafting process to take a mind that is strong, that is resilient, that is holy, holy meaning not mixed or tampered with in any form or fashion, and then take that from its natural state and put it on a collision course to where these things begin to erode and break down. Something mixes with it and makes it unholy. That means it's diluted or tampered with. So it takes it from its original state. So we were taken from our original state, black man, woman, and child, from our root of civilization. Through this mental grafting, which manifested later in the physical forms and properties and things that we would see being in bond service here in the hells and smells of North America by this no good bastard and all of its advocates. So when we hear terms like, oh, I want to play devil's advocate, you are proving what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said was right and exact when he talked about the process of Yaqub and how Yaqub came into being and how he became the father of what we know as this devil today, this grafted, this snake of a grafted type, this amalgamated version, which is an aversion to nature by its very existence. So we're dealing with a natural people on the planet. From that natural people, dissatisfaction and discord, two other points within the psyche that brings about dissatisfaction. So we have an unnatural phenomena that exists on the planet for the intent purpose of destroying nature. So they have a destroying nature, and they are seeking to destroy all that is natural. So all of these things are revolving around and are contributing factors to the psychological hold on the family and the psychological breakdown of the family. So the destruction of black civilization is brought about through the destroying of the black mind, destroying of the black culture, destroying of the black value system, and altering, that's a whisper in the wind, indirectly, and then directly with the systematic removal of the centers of power of the family and forcing the family by proxy to be caught in positions where which this, you know, bastard can come amongst us as an intercessor, you know, as a government official, as a fiduciary being, as a social worker, as a school administrator, or the like, and has systems in place so it looks systematic, but it's family. Mandatory reporting, home visits, medication, you know, getting tested for learning disabilities and the like. All of these things from the recognition of nonconformist mental grafting behavior. So we have to be very clear about that. So when our children, naturally, our African children, our black children, exhibit traits or characteristics that are strong, whether it's their hair, whether it's their dress, whether it's their speech, whether it's their very existence, something unnatural has to be done to change that phenomena to be a conformist in a situation where which they are docile, they are meek, and they have an identity crisis. Then they can become socially susceptible to the social engineering process that in that process mentally grafts them out of to existence and puts them into the mind and bond service of the European mentally, which physically it will come right after. So when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking to us, why did we run Yaqub and his made devil from the root of civilization over the hot Arabian desert to the caves of West Asia and now called Europe? Our ancestors knew as soon as these bastards would come amongst us that they would cause unrighteousness to be revealed. And a play on righteous is unrighteous. And the play on unrighteousness leads to dissatisfaction. So now there was turmoil and stress and strain and fighting, infighting, as much as we would see today. Stress and strain and turmoil and infighting in the service to our enemies, to those who have us in an oppressive state. We have brothers and sisters that will fight and kill you over their master. You understand what I'm saying? So this mental grafting process has ramifications that exist longstanding. So those brothers and sisters give birth to generations of brothers and sisters who will be at the automatic behest of our enemies if an intervention does not take place. So along with this psychological break and hold, we have addictive qualities that have come into being that place us in a position where which we begin to see this codependency or interdependency or stated approval on our enemies instead of that of our mothers and fathers and foreparents and our ancestry or lineage. And we are doing a disservice to those who have come before us and to those who will come after us, who are being brought into existence at this, being subservient and at the service of our enemies. So these processes were brought about, and these things were brought into existence for this mental grafting process to be in place, and they would have mental, spiritual, emotional, and psychological, all these non-physical attributes and physical attributes in a space of dominion. Physically being dominated, mentally being dominated, emotionally being dominated by this Eurosexual assault. Because as I said, born means to bring into existence both physically and mentally. So they are giving birth in the minds of African people, in the hearts of African people, in the spirits of African people, and a situation where which the parasite host relationship, but also if we're dealing with devils, a possession, a mental, physical, emotional, and psychological possession, where their ideals, where their talking points, where all of their miscreant and devilish behavior become a situation which we see our brothers and sisters acting out. So we start to look at one another as an enemy. So as it was stated, because they started causing trouble amongst the righteous people, telling lies, stealing, causing them to fight and kill one another. So, you know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was telling us in a story fashion how easy it is when dissatisfaction arises and exists, how it begins to break down the space of righteousness. So these snakes of the grafted type are whispering, similar to the Garden of Eden story. So we begin to see these things coming from our brothers and sisters in a way where which what they think they're telling you is for your benefit and for our benefit, and it's for our detriment, for our destruction. Nothing that can come from your enemy can ever deliver you from bond service, because they are in a position where they are have an edge over your existence. So their existence is predicated on the destruction of our existence. So whether it's a slow death, prolonged over a period of time, or it's a short death, the morticians, the hospitals, the counselors, the psychologists, the the therapists, the prisons, the education system, all working in tandem and working systematically to continue to benefit, to be a bloodsucker of the poor, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked to us about and spoke to us and taught us about. These are all mind states that exist, and it's a set of psychology that is manifested through a systematic approach and behaviors. So here on the Survivor Die series, we are here to point these things out. We are here to be a reminder. We are here to reawaken a spirit of insurrection that is consistent wherever Africans found ourselves in a position of oppression, in a position of an oppressive rule, in a position where which a dominant force was seeking to destroy us. We always fought back. We always fought back. We were never in a position where we were meek and accepting of domination or control. So now, in order to curb that, in order to curb these things, your attention has to be centered on something else to fight for. Because our spirit recognizes that we are in a position of oppression. So our enemies are giving us everything else to fight for other than liberation. What am I talking about? Everything else other than liberation. And you see our people making headway in every other avenue of approach other than liberation. What the hell do you have to do with Eurosexual behavior? It's Eurosexual behavior. So this type of situation to where you find yourself being treated as subhuman or non-human, fighting for human rights and for civil rights and for the rights of other people, other poor and oppressed people all over the planet. And you don't find yourself in a position fighting for the liberation and salvation of your own nation. You find yourself in a position in your places of employment lobbying for raises and better health care, things like that. You find yourself fighting these particular fights on all of these fronts in the nine areas of people activity. So whether it's entertainment, whether it's education, whether it's economics, whether it's labor law or politics, religion, sex, or war, you find yourself in those places bombarded with fights in these three quadrants. And you become socialized to fight for everything except yourself and everyone except yourself. Or heard that, you know, that they're treating the animals bad. And these same people are treating us like animals. So we're out there saying, hey, you know, we're fighting for the animals and save the whales and, you know, and save the Martians and save everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And you're not in a position to where your inclination is self-preservation. You are fighting against, and we are fighting against our own nature. So hence, we have to create a situation where which a tactical and strategic plan has to be put together for Black survival. This is our third year of the Black Survival and General Civilization class, which was preceded by a 7-year Black Survival class. So 10 years or more dedicated to Black survival. Yet we still find in situations that as much as the warriors are prepared, as much as the warriors are ready, who the warriors are fighting for are not prepared to sustain the war effort. Due to the psychological hold and the psychological bombardment of these other areas of people activity. The last quadrant, religion, sex, and war. Forget about it. The most extreme of the three quadrants, religion, sex, and war. We are everything and everyone other than black people. We have become rewarded for identifying with anything and everyone other than who the fuck we are. We are running around laying claim to name and identification and people and characteristics and behaviors that are foreign to us. But we see in the society that you get a sticker, a gold star for you to wear on your lapel when you act like a good slave. You get deals. You get bombarded with funds and the things like that to be running around calling yourself everything than who the hell you are. So this psychological hold that has been taking place on the family has been stemmed and has been rooted in our allegiance to our enemies. So when you stand up and put your hand over your damn heart and you say you pledge allegiance, you are pledging allegiance to your own destruction. And the last thing I'll say before I bring on the National Men's Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said you can judge a nation by its flag. So we have a duty and responsibility to our ancestral lineage and to our future to stand strongly and boldly in the cause of African liberation. So with that, becomes my honor and privilege at this time to some present to others, the host and founder of the Black Survive or Die series, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, our warrior, comrade, and teacher, Minister King Samir Shabazz. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Can you hear me, Knowledge?
Black Power, we hear you loud and clear.
Peace, God. Peace, peace, peace. Black family, peace. After war.
Damn right.
After war. We have become very comfortable with the salutation of peace, and some of us are too goddamn peaceful. In war. Yeah, y'all in for some shit tonight. I know you can already hear it in my voice. But before I let loose, I have to call on once again the warrior ancestors. Because every single day of being a warrior for African liberation is a goddamn struggle. So tonight we're going to talk about some of these struggles that a warrior goes through every single day. The psychological operations, as our national chairwoman said. The psychological operations that we go through daily and still have our black asses on the front line for you. So I want to invoke warrior spirit of Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I want to do a little juju and invoke the spirit, the leadership spirit, and the non-compromising, ready to take charge and kill a goddamn brick wall if necessary, the spirit of Heru Kahudi. Now I'm just going to deal with those two tonight. And one more. I have to add one more. Two more. My late great brother, Minister of Defense, Brother DK. Comrade, who was a warrior. Brother Fahim, I gotta bring them forward. And tonight we're gonna kick some ass. So I don't know how long we're gonna be on. Because you know, ever since the first show, we've been getting cut off because we just been bringing a fire. Take a little hiatus and we come black, it's stronger and stronger. Our boots is getting further and further up this cracker's ass. And tonight is going to be no goddamn different. So I want to bring the great warriors forward. Crackers, I know you're listening, as usual. But tonight I got something for you. I want to talk about the breaking of the black family as a psychological operation to weaken the black nation, but not only to weaken the black nation, to disrupt and dismantle race. I hope y'all are listening to me. Very careful, because I went through some very serious shit today. Once again, there's no good goddamn white man. The white man at his best. And I'm not going to get too personal, but I'm going to tell the story without telling the story, if you dig what I'm saying. So I want you to follow along with me. Close your eyes for a second, because shit is about to get really serious. Because I witnessed a hard-working black mother today. Home be invaded. The child taken away. And I automatically reflected black to good old goddamn Willie Lynch. So let's go to Willie Lynch. So I can show you the equation. Because this is serious mathematics right here. Take this simple little list of differences and think about them. We said on top of the list, it starts with age, but it's there only because it starts with an A. The second is color or shade. There is intelligence, size, sex, size of plantations, and status on plantations, attitudes of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley, on a hill, east, west, north, south, have fine hair, coarse hair, is tall, short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action. But before that, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy stronger than adulation, respect, or admiration. The black slaves, after receiving this indoctrination, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget, you must pitch the young black male and the young black male against the old black male. You must use the dark-skinned slave versus the light-skinned slave and the light-skinned versus the dark-skinned slave. You must use the female against the male and the male against the female. You must also use and have you white servants and overseers distrust all black. It is necessary that your slaves trust and depend on you. Not just you, but us. They must love, respect, and trust only us. Gentlemen, these kits are your keys to control. So use them and use them wisely. Have your wives and children use them. Never miss an opportunity to use them. If used intensely for 1 year, the slaves themselves will remain perpetually distrustful of each other, the slave. It was in the interest and the business of slaveholders to study human nature and the slave nature in particular with a view to practical results. I and many of them attained astonishing proficiency in this direction. They had to deal not with earth, wood, and stone, but with men, and by every regard they had to for their own safety and prosperity, they needed to know the material on which they were to work. Conscious of the injustice and wrong they were every hour perpetuating, and knowing what they themselves would do. Were they the victims of such wrong? They were constantly looking at the first signs of the dreaded retribution. Therefore, in skilled practice, and yes, and learn to read with great accuracy the state of mind and heart of the slave, though his sable face. Unusual sobriety, apparent abstractions, soulness and indifferences, indeed, and mood out of the common was afforded ground for suspicion and inquiry. Let us make a slave. What do we need? First of all, we need a black nigger man, a pregnant nigger woman, and her baby nigger boy. Pay attention very carefully, because he didn't say baby nigger girl. He said baby nigger boy. We will use the same basic principle that we used in breaking a horse combined with some more sustaining factors. So what do we do with horses is that we break them from one form of life to another, that is, we reduce them from their natural states in nature. Whereas nature provides them with natural capacity to take care of their offspring. So we break the natural spring of independence from them and thereby create a dependency status so that we may be able to get from useful production for our business and our pleasure. Now let me stop right there before I go into the next degree. As you can plainly hear, gases mean nothing to the white man. So we're nothing but plantation cattle. Whether you own a home, whether you rent a goddamn home, whether you live in a project, whether you live in the street, whether you live in a damn shelter, we're nothing but plantation cattle. This for a minute. Since we're in the mindset of plantation niggas, and we're so comfortable being plantation niggas, let's talk about this for 1 second. See, the white man continuously perpetuates slavery. regardless to how these crackers smile in your goddamn face, regardless to how smooth and subtle these damn snakes, fork-tongued motherfucking snakes, talk to you smoothly, but they talk with a swift, indistinct tongue. We such happy slaves, we so happy that the white man is even talking to us. Because you do remember on the plantation, cracker ain't talking to you. Huh? This is what the overseer was for. Man couldn't have his ass out in that damn sun, he sat in the house all day. This is what the house nigger was for. This is what the field niggers were for. Doing all the damn work while the cracker could sit his fat pelican neck ass in the house eating swine all day. Giving orders. And this is the same mindset. So now they went from the plantation house to the plantation building. Right in your neighborhood. Department of Human Services. Department of Inhuman Services, I should say. Police department, the probation office, fucking parole office, welfare office, social security office, birth certificate office, driver's license office. Just look at this. Every goddamn where we go, we are surrounded, big house. The little plantation that we own. The little plantation that we blowing each other's fucking brains out over. The little plantation that we think we own. Is nothing but just that. The cracker has never lost the plantation mentality as the slave master. So now to your home. Separate you from your children. Set your children away from you. Huh? Just like he did on the plantation. Huh? Took little Toby and sent him away to another plantation. Hmm? Y'all remember? About how many babies were separated from their families or from plantation to plantation from plantation and just became whores and just goddamn house witches for the white man. Because this is what they knew all their damn life. Huh? So the new warehouse for all the slaves who are being separated from the families, they call it foster care. Looking for another master. Put the niggas on auction. Let's find them a good home. A loving home. A kind and respectful home. A God, a good Christian home. Look at how these motherfuckers think. Look at how these motherfuckers act. See, I clearly understand that we are at war. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. We act like it's fucking new. Crackers been doing this since the fuck they've been stealing us from Africa. Selling us off. In City Hall in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, slave auction block in America. This is how Great Adventure came into being, King's Dominion and all these damn amusement parks, because we're nothing but fucking amusement to these crap. So they sit in their big houses and just laugh, giving out the goddamn orders. For the niggas to come in and do their work and just be neo-good niggas. And they smile in your fucking face. run back to the cracker and get a good fucking plant on the damn head. Good nigga. That's my boy. That's my good girl. You be a good witch now. I smell a promotion coming. You keep on separating them families. You keep on breaking the spirit of the black man. Breaking the spirit of the black woman. You keep on helping us make a slave. You heard what Willie said. We need these niggas to believe, trust, honor, and don't believe nothing else but white folks. And some of you silly niggas out here, help these motherfuckers. Talking too goddamn much. Doing too damn much. Can you imagine the pain? I'm a mother losing her child. Brothers, let's just stop for 1 second. Put the weed down. Put the goddamn PlayStation controller down. Put Becky in the closet for a hot second. Can you imagine the pain that these sisters feel, brother, in watching their child being snatched from them? And all we could do is just stand by, grab our damn cell phone and start recording. Do you at least say something? And I know it might not be much, but goddamn, black man, you can't at least say something. Stand in the way of something. And I'm not saying for every case it's like that. But goddamn, how about we just stop allowing these motherfuckers to come in our damn hoods and snatch our children from us, and we start protecting our fucking women and children better? How about that? How about we stop being bitches? Charge of our fucking hoods. Take charge of our homes. Take charge of our communities. Take charge of our goddamn nation. Take charge of the planet Earth. And get these motherfucking dogs back in the damn cave some fucking where. God damn it, we at war. This is war. No time for fucking crying, snatting and shit. I could clearly understand, but you don't. There are no principles for making a nigga. For fear that our future generations may not understand the principles of breaking both of the beasts together, the nigga and the horse, we understand the short-range planning economics results in periodic economic chaos. So that to avoid turmoil in the economy. Uh-oh. So they put a nigga in office like Donald Duck to disrupt and cause economic what? Chaos. See, this ain't about this. The fall of, see, all that is the biggest goddamn ploy, and this is Willie Lynch telling you. It's a damn farce. It's a joke. The economic system was created based on slavery. Right or wrong. Okay, so now, once slavery is disrupted, what happened? Now you got a civil goddamn war. Northern cracker against the southern cracker. Cracker against cracker. Right? niggas end up in the damn Civil War, fighting for the crack, right? Okay, so by that time, they're still trying to base their economy, trying to figure out how they're going to run America, how they're going to fund America. So they continue stealing, murdering, pillaging. Same old plantation to plantation mentality. You know about the Dark Riders. Then they had another group of Peckerwoods, the Night Riders. Then they had another group of Peckerwoods, the Lords of the Night. Huh? Who would come in and snatch black children out of their homes at night. You know what happened to Emmett Till, where his old punk-ass uncle just allowed the cracker to just walk in and take Emmett to a damn barn and have his way, have their way. You ain't at least say something? I'm going to call it like it is. And even the white man say, if you see something, say something. I had to say something. It's not my child, but it is my child. Fuck you mean? So I'm going to stand up for this child if nobody else. The heart and the goddamn courage. I have no fear of these motherfuckers. Fear you, white man. My heart does not beat an extra damn second. But when are we going to stand up? Black man, and take control. I'm really pissed off, you know, and I'm really trying to maintain some balance. Khalid and Heru is all in my backbone right now. DK is keeping me calm down, King. And Brother Fahim just sitting there watching. Ready for whatever. Said anybody move wrong, they did it. We lay down the following principles for long-range comprehensive economic planning. Both horse and nigger is no good to the economy in the wild or natural state. Both must be broken and tied together for orderly production, for orderly future. Special and particular attention must be paid to the female and the youngest offspring. Both must be crossbred to produce a variety and division of labor. Both must be taught to respond to a particular new language. Psychological and physical instruction of containment must be created for both. We hold the six cardinal principles as truth, to be self-evident. Uh-oh. Now, what does that remind you of? Who does that remind you of? I'm going to let y'all think about that for you smart niggas. Principles laid down. Note, neither principle alone will suffice for good economics. All principles must be employed for orderly good of the nation. Accordingly, both a wild horse and a wild or nature nigga is dangerous, even if captured, for they will have the tendency to seek their customary freedom, and in doing so might kill you in your sleep. You cannot rest. They sleep while you are awake and are awake while you sleep. They are dangerous near the family house, and it requires too much labor to watch them away from the house. Above all, you cannot get them to work in this natural state. Hence, both the horse and the nigger must be broken. That is the breaking them from one mental life to another. Keep the body, take the mind. In other words, break the will to resist. Now, the breaking process is the same for both the horse and the nigga, only slightly varying in degrees. But as we said before, there is an art in long-range economic planning. You must keep your eye and thoughts on the female and the offspring of the horse and the nigga. A brief discourse in offspring development will shed light on the key to sound economic principles. Pay little attention to the generation of original breaking, but concentrate on future generations. Therefore, if you break the female mother, she will break the offspring in its early years of development, and when the offspring is old enough to work, she will deliver it up to you, for her normal female protective tendencies will have been lost in the original breaking process. For example, take the case of the wild stud horse, a female horse, and an already infant horse, and compare the breaking process with two captured nigger males in their natural state, a pregnant nigger woman with her infant offspring. Take the stud horse, break him for limited containment. Completely break the female horse until she becomes very gentle, whereas you or anybody can ride her in comfort. Breed the mare and the stud until you have the desired offspring. Then you can turn the stud to freedom until you need him again. Train the female horse whereby she will eat out of your hand, and she will in turn train the infant horse to eat out of your hand also. When it comes to breaking the uncivilized nigger, use the same process but vary the degree and step up the pressure so as to do a complete reversal of the mind. Take the meanest and the most restless nigger, strip him of his clothes in front of the remaining male niggers, the female and the nigger infant, father, and tar and feather him. Tie each leg to a different horse, face in opposite direction, set him on fire, and pull him apart in front of the remaining niggas. Next step is to take a bull whip and beat the remaining nigga male to the point of death in front of the female and the infant, but don't kill him. But put the fear of God in him, for he can be useful for future breeding. The breaking process of the African woman. Take the female and run a series of tests on her to see if she will submit to your desires willingly. Test her in every way because she is the most important factor for good economics. Now, let's stop right the fuck there. If the white man can see that she is the most important factor, I'm not even going to talk about for no damn good economics. I'm just going to stop at the part of goddamn most. So you mean to tell me, brother, with all this goddamn RBG you repping, you have not yet realized that the black woman is the most important factor? We have not realized that the absolute key to the rise of the African nation is through the black woman? So with all this goddamn 1 fucking 20 we talking, gods and earths, you mean to tell me that you still do not see the point that is vital to our liberation is through the black woman? Call her earth, but do you really understand that she is the earth? Do you acknowledge the fact that it is our motherfucking duty to kill for our earth if necessary? But some of you punk-ass niggas still running the fuck around here, goddamn quoting lessons to fucking white bitches and fucking allowing these damn cave whores to come to fucking rallies and shit and have the fucking audacity to call themselves earth. But you niggas won't die for the black woman? You some fucking coward ass niggas, and you deserve death. So if Willie Lynch can clearly see that the black woman is the most important factor, I say again, what the fuck is going on in your brain? So if she shows any sign of resistance in submitting completely to your will, do not hesitate to use the bullwhip on her to extract the last bit of resistance out of her. Take care not to kill her, for in doing so, you spoil good economics. So we was nothing but a damn dollar. So sisters, why you still out here shaking your ass for a dollar? You are participating in the economic build of white supremacy. Because this was their plan from the very beginning. Shake your ass, girl, make that coochie wet. You know the goddamn song. It's the same mental process. So when in complete submission, she will train her offsprings in the early years to submit to labor come of age. So understanding is the best thing. Uh-oh. Did you hear what Willie just said? Understanding is the best thing. So therefore, we shall go deeper into this area of the subject matter concerning what we have produced here in the breaking process of the female nigga. We have reversed the relationship in her natural uncivilized state. She would have strong dependency on the uncivilized nigga male, and she would have a limited protective tendency toward her independent male offspring and would raise male offspring to be dependent like her. Nature had provided for this type of balance, but we reversed nature by burning and pulling a civilized nigga apart from bull whipping the other to the point of death, all in her presence. By her being left alone, unprotected, with the male image destroyed, the ordeal caused her to move her from her psychological dependent state to a completely frozen independent state. So in this frozen psychological state of independence, she will raise her male and her female offspring in reverse roles. Let's stop right the hell there. I want you to listen carefully. A damn coincidence. War has already been declared on you before you was even born. We are now going through the very stage of that reversal process, where the male has now become the female and the female has now become the male. This is part of the psychological operation of breaking the black family. Family destruction of the black family. Because when you destroy the black family, you destroy the very root of the black God. See our flag, knowledge born, is man, woman, and child. It ain't just the sun. It ain't just the moon. It ain't just the star by itself. The sun, seven, moon, and the star. But here we are with our egotistical asses. I'm God. And that's as far as you fucking go. But God is also a protector. God is a destroyer as a builder. See, that's where we get it fucked up, God. That's where we get it fucked up. We so build, let's build, let's build. Oh, that's fine. But sometimes, goddammit, this cracker got to be destroyed. This cracker's ideological process has to be destroyed. This cracker's fucking political process has to be destroyed. This cracker's economic process has to be destroyed. The cracker's agricultural process has to be destroyed. The cracker's educational process has to be destroyed. The cracker's sexual process has to be destroyed. To be destroyed. and his goddamn bitch. For the fear of the young male's life, she will psychologically train him to be mentally weak and dependent. Look at you, black man. Look at us today. Weak as hell. Still on your mama's titty, but we're physically strong. Good nigga. Good strong buck. So all you worth is catching a football for me, nigga. Dunking a basketball for me, nigga. Knocking another nigga out for me, nigga, for a championship belt. This is all we worth. But she has become psychologically independent. She will train her female offspring to be psychologically independent. What have you got? You got the nigga woman out front and the nigga male behind and scared. This is a perfect situation of sound and sleep economics. But before the breaking process, we had to be alertly on guard at all times. Now we can sleep soundly. You know why? Hold on 1 second, family.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Fire for them. Fifth child. Holla back. Grit style.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring more fire, man, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people and touching every load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring more fire, man, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people and touching every load. Donovana, Donovana, man, we come free rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch a cracker, them fi stumble. Steel pun this set, watch a pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me kicking out the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up me nice in all the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them be crumble. Man now we cool so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal be trample. Bust enough shot from me big black rifle. Me mash it up, look at pussy boy them still humble. Black power gangster Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the backers on the land man you stumble. Creeping out the dark, Philly pick gets a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew, come with Maroon, now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, King be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got to come through. Me mash it up, King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set, now a man we all go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman to my soul it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little field nigga from an underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, more bring more fire, man, burning up his soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, more bring more fire, man, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Field nigga be the king, and the king be God and man. Sit my crown to the side, cause I reside in the holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth clown. Snitching to the pigs again. Now run go tell him I turn on the hell on the mind and we coming for bum again. Blast you pigs and stick two bigs with field nigga that my friend. King Tommy the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts and mathematics. Let's get free cross this attic. Justice serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood. Black power gangsters banging on you pack the woods. Man,
coming out of that stop, drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes and socks, your bowels lost control.
I'm a liquor filled nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me up, me bring my fire, man, burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a liquor filled nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me up, me bring my fire, man, and burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people and my such a heavy load. Liquor filled nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me up, me bring my fire, man, burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people and my such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, take that. Where you say? Eh? Nah, ain't nothing rude, boy. Where you say? Alright, get the wood out your mouth. Fuck your mama, bum buckler. This for you faggot motherfuckers.
At this point, black people are afraid of the tremendous power that the races are flexing. And it's a matter of overestimation of the power that race America has, and that it's an underestimation of our own strength. But a time will come when black people rise up like a mighty storm or a hurricane, sweeping all evil gentry and corrupt officials into their graves. And nothing will be able to hold this force back because it will be so swift.
Ugh. We like the 89 earthquake, 7.0 spin a verse to make the earth shake. Natural disaster, volcanic eruption, magma reducing these cats to ashes like overkill to the maximum. Scientific reaction, imbalance with shifted acts. My tectonic plates are clashing, cause a massive same reaction. Shake the earth's surface, Armageddon, let the Quranic verses prophesize the coming of the enemy, Islamic service. My magnitude is split the concrete, ain't the forces made by man can stop me from kicking off a tsunami. Our competition can body with something that you cannot see. We like volcanoes spewing lava when we drop heat. Banging on these Nazis, me and Evie rock beats. Us the conscious rappers is like Stalin versus Trotsky. Our monsoon with 100-foot waves. We kicking asses, taking names, making the fascist state evacuate.
Can't stop, 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 can't stop.
Wicked massive havoc on capitalist fascist bastards, causing major damage to management, manufacturing, post-traumatic clashing on spasm, I'm getting active. From thornstores to moratoriums, I'm going hard, blow going like I'm on the floor, y'all, oh lord. We wash everything away like tidal waves, black riders, revolutionary, suicidal, man. We march this guard, the whirlwind, we will win. We kill shit to build shit to the world end. Tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons influencing the youth with the music flooding like monsoons. I'm monsoon with war moves, I won't lose. I wreck your home like the retro storms. I go from flaming hot to extra cold. We the weather used for weapons and war. Let's go.
Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop.
The weather and weapons of war.
Excuse me. I made an oath to avenge my ancestors. God bless me with the strength to use my wisdom as a weapon. Listening, learning, observing, this picture perfect. Burning hot as a furnace, disturbing, shifting the thermostat. You heard of that? Hell nah, I ain't a know-it-all. Fuck showing off, I follow a strict protocol. Politics, philosophy, theory, ideology, liberation, theology. We fulfilling the prophecy. Revolution, my religion, nigga, fuck the system, playing my position. Nothing matters but the mission. I'm with it, I'm committed, every second, every minute. I do it for my niggas, incarcerated, you listen. Break your vow, chain of command. If you ain't been where we been, you probably won't understand. Battle tested, born to the flames of state profession. And this is what the black riders pledge.
Check it out, solemnly swear to keep it jiggy at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, if I should forget the mission, leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-stimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Say this deadly so we never lose the way. I say, every morning try to wake up with the sun. Makes a lot if they connected to the one. To the lot, to the city, get Oakland and make it run. We ain't talk about no drugs propagating. We believe in it's in the right fun. When it's uniform, so people don't just label us as love. But don't get it twisted, niggas on the block, they show us love. Muslim, Jews, and Christians want traditional religion. Eva and commended system build the shit that we be spitting. They pose a contradiction like Contra war intervention. Cause war was an extension of why niggas filled the prison. My only sin is the skin that I'm living in. Never mind that I'm living sin with ambitions and killing shit. They might indict us with a thought crime for rhyming. Building cases cause the music is politically defined. But sure as the sun rises in the east the next day, God willing, I wake up and get another chance to say that. I solemnly swear to keep it jiggy at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, if I should forget the mission, leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-stimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented. And by the flames, say the deadly, so we never lose the way. I say, grounded in principle, guided in ideology, is party policy. But one that possesses so properly, respect and honesty, treat the community responsibly, propagate the capitalism while we can poverty, discipline and diplomacy, go to war to obtain peace. International guerrillas focus on the same thing. Ain't nothing new, people fighting God for freedom by any means. We need the people's army. Never corrupt with mental police. My energy is focused and that is so can't control me. And allows individuals based off of they approach me. To each his own path. We all believe what we believe. Lots of people got positions. No more freedom really mean. They speak on liberation but they got no blood to bleed. But every day I see my death as a possibility. I solemnly swear to keep it jiggy at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, if I should forget the mission, leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-stimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Stay the deadly so we never lose the way. I say,
when your time comes to die for black and oppressed people, be not like those whose hearts are filled with fear of death. Sing this song and die like a hero going home. I am a black rider.
I am a black rider.
I am a soldier and member of a team.
I am a soldier and member of a team.
I am a servant of the people.
I am a servant of the people.
And live with revolutionary values.
And live with revolutionary values.
I will always place the mission first.
I am disciplined physically,
mentally tough,
trained and proficient,
in the way of the warrior. I always maintain my arms,
equipment and self.
I stand ready to deploy,
engage and destroy
the enemies of the party and the people.
I am a black freedom fighter.
I am a black rider.
I am a black rider.
Pow!